Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here live on Planet FM studio in Auckland, and our delayed broadcast going out in Wellington Saturday night, Capity Coast Radio on Saturday night, and Plains FM in Christchurch. It's a programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether you're listening here locally in New Zealand or across the waters, listening on planetaudio.org.nz, hope you can stay with us here for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, from both politics and sport, and indeed the weather. Not great weather in Ireland at the moment. We've been dealing with the cyclone, or our neighbours have here in Tonga and Fiji and Samoa, but the weather not quite as extreme in Ireland, but certainly cold and a bit of frost and snow over the last week. But wherever you're listening tonight, hope you can sit with us or lie with us or stay awake for the next hour. And up first tonight, we've got Sean Keane singing all about Home Away From Home. And this is going out to another Sean Keane who celebrates his birthday today on Valentine's Day. So happy birthday, Sean. Sean listens every week in Birmingham in England. Grew up in Alyssa Cara, the son Michal and Nora, and all his family would like to wish him a very happy birthday. So here is Sean singing all about Home Away From Home.
I didn't sleep at all last night, I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me, making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down, and I aged in years while waiting for the bag to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, wanna see you back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Sean Kane singing Home Away From Home, and that is a special birthday wishes going out to another Sean Kane, originally from Lissacara, but listens every week in Birmingham. So Sean, I hope you're having a great day today. If you're fasting, I'm sure you won't be eating any meat. We were brought up reared well over in Kilcairn there, and I have to say, I've got the old ashes on my forehead here. And I'm sure there's a number of people out there that might be totally fasting and abstaining today. So if you're listening on a Wednesday night in Auckland, you haven't got too long more to go until you can grab some food just after midnight. Welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And tonight's programme will bring you all the latest news from Ireland. And I suppose a story that broke after we were on air last week was the death of former Irish international footballer Liam Miller. Liam was originally from Cork, but had a great career with Celtic, Man United, along with a number of teams in the Hyundai A-League in Australia. But at the early age of, in fact, he was 37 on the day he was buried. He was diagnosed with cancer in November last year and sadly passed away. He leaves a wife and three young children behind him, and a number of his former colleagues, management down through the years, attended his funeral in Cork on a Monday. But a huge blow for somebody so young, and it just makes us realise how valuable life can be. You just don't know from one day to the next. The other big issue, there was hopes that there might have been a breakthrough in setting up the executive in Northern Ireland. Theresa May, British Prime Minister, and Leo Varadkar, Foreign Minister Coveney, travelled north on Monday. And it was thought that if they were, that a deal would have been done. Of course, Sinn Féin's president, Gerry Adams, was replaced at the weekend by Mary Lou MacDonald. And she was obviously involved in the negotiations that were trying to bring this executive back together again. But no breakthrough as of yet, although one is likely to be imminent, according to certain reports. So hopefully they will get back. Of course, the executive hasn't been up and running in Northern Ireland since about this time last year, at the end of January. Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness pulled the plug over lack of support for Arlene Foster, over the cash for heat controversy scheme that cost taxpayers $500,000. And Sinn Féin have said they still don't have full confidence in Arlene Foster. DUP have come out and said that there's no way that they will approve the Irish Language Act that Sinn Féin are pushing for. So as you can see, lots of to-ing and fro-ing up there at the moment. Anyway, we'll continue on with a bit more music, and this time it's Irish Heartbeat.
Stay a while with your straight so far from your own world. For the world is so cold, don't care nothing for your soul. You share with your own one. Don't rush away, rush away from your own world.
Yes, that's Van Morrison along with the Chieftains there, and from the album Celtic Heartbeat, that was called Irish Heartbeat. And I read something recently about Van Morrison. I think he made profits from his business last year of about 2.5 or 3 million sterling. Very popular. Anytime he brings out a new CD, he's got such a loyal following that it goes well, and hasn't toured for a while, playing some smaller concerts, but still, to the best of my knowledge, lives in Belfast. Belfast is getting a lot of publicity for the wrong reasons in pretty much every paper in Ireland over the last few weeks. I talked earlier about trying to get the executive in Northern Ireland up and running, and that is a huge issue politically. But the other issue that's been dominating mainly front and certainly the earlier pages of the paper, this is a story that would normally be in the sports section with the men involved. Three men accused of raping a young student. Their trial continues. It's into the third week of possibly 5 weeks, and the story makes headlines in every paper and indeed across all forms of media. Former Ulster player Paddy Jackson, Stuart Olding, along with two other guys, are accused of three of them are accused of rape, and the trial because of these players, high profile, gets an awful lot of publicity, and there'll be no winners out of all of this, no matter what way the verdict goes, because some of the details of stuff that has went on, intentional or not, is certainly not good. And Ulster Rugby have certainly a lot on their plate at the moment, because their head coach, Les Kiss, resigned or left a few weeks ago, and he's been replaced by John O'Gibbs, which used to be the Chiefs captain. And Ulster not in the playoff stages for the European Champions Cup. And all of this off-field court case is certainly not the look that Ulster Rugby want. On a brighter side of things, Ireland had a good win against Italy and now topped the Six Nations Championship, although they did let Italy score three tries in the second half, and there was two fairly serious injuries. Robbie Hinshaw, the centre, looks like he's gone for the rest of the Six Nations, and Tadhg Furlong, he looked like he had a hamstring strain or something. But the big game, the next big one, they're all big for Ireland, will be against Wales in 2 weeks' time, and that game in Dublin. And whether or not Sean O'Brien will be fit to play, because I'm sure everybody would love to see him and Warren Gatland face up, because O'Brien, who had a great Lions campaign here last year, accused Gatland of overtraining the team. And, you know, if it wasn't for that, they might have won the series 3-0. But certainly O'Brien not back playing yet. Whether he'll be fit in a week's time, we'll have to wait and see the games. No games this weekend, back to playing for their clubs. We'll look at the sports pages of the newspapers later on the programme tonight. Righto, we'll head off with another piece of music here. We're off.
Staring at the apple trees,
Mary Black.
Waiting for the windfall that brings a smile of kings and Mary's eye. Door blows in behind him, floral pattern, summer dress so gay. Burning in the sunlight, too late to wait. The darkness won't delay to steal her cherry lips away. And the careless tongues of sunlight slow.
Joints in time.
Yes, indeed, that's Mary Black there, and a lovely song called Adam at the Window. And just 20 minutes gone, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. And up next, we've got Foster and Allen. And just to remind you again that Foster and Allen start their tour of New Zealand, kick it off on the 13th of April. And they've got 16 dates all over the country. So wherever you're living, if you're a Foster and Allen fan, you won't have too far to travel. And they kick off the tour with two concerts in Tauranga on the 13th and 14th of April. And they're at the Bay Court venue, and you can get tickets down there at ticketek.co.nz. Then they move to Auckland on the 16th of April. They're at the ASB Theatre. Ticketmaster for your tickets there. Then they go to Hamilton at the Clarence Street Theatre on 17th of April. And again, Ticketek to get tickets there. They're doing two shows there on Tuesday the 17th. Wednesday the 18th of April. Then they move to New Plymouth at the TSB Showplace. Ticketek to get tickets there. Cross the country to Palmerston North on the 22nd of April. Agent on Broadway down there, Ticket Direct to get your tickets. Then they move down to the South Island on the 23rd of April. They're playing in Blenheim, followed by concerts in Christchurch on the 26th of April, Ashburton on the 27th of April. They're moving to Timaru on the 28th of April, and then down to Invercargill on the 29th of April. And you never know, Bill English, he might have a bit of time on his plate now. He could be residing down there by then. He might be able to go and see them play on the 29th. And then on Tuesday the 1st of May, they're in Dunedin at the Town Hall. And then they move up to Whanganui on the 4th of May. And then they have second last concert is in Napier on the 5th of May, and they finish on Sunday the 6th of May at Wellington. And tickets available at the usual ticketing outlets, and check your local ID or local paper for ticketing details. And here they are. We'll have a few songs from them tonight. They're singing the old Dungarvan Oak.
I rode out one morning on to Dungarvan Fair. I spied a pretty maiden with the sunlight in her hair. Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell. And as I overtook her, I asked if she was well. Lay down your Galway shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. As we approached Dungarvan, the girl had made it stare, and she asked me why I raised my hat to a three-souled bear. I told her of the legend, if the tree should e'er come down, there'd be a great disaster, and Dungarvan would be drowned. Lay down your Galway shawl, my love, I swear it oak, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Then she started laughing. My face grew very red. She said that only fools believed what those old legends said. Her laughter was contagious. Heard it through to you, I'll tell. By the time we reached the marketplace, they began to laugh as well. Lay down your Galway shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Sit here by my fireside in the autumn of my life. The darling girl I met that day, she's now my darling wife. I have a lovely daughter and a son to push my yoke. And all because I raised my hat to the old Dungarvan Oak. Lay down your Galway shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Lay down your Galway shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
Yes, the old Dungarvan Oak there, Foster and Allen. And as I mentioned before, that song, touring New Zealand, 16 dates from the 13th of April, starting in Tauranga to finishing on the 6th of May in Wellington. So they're taking in all the major centres. And if you would like to go, you can check out your local papers for ticketing details, or just go online, Google Foster and all the dates. And just to remind you, I've got some double passes to give away for the shows in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. So if you would like to be in with a chance to win some tickets, put your name and address on the back of an envelope or a postcard and send it off to Oliver Lee, P.O. Box 331667 Takapuna in Auckland. And we'll, what do you call it, announce the winners at the end of the programme. Just looking here at the front of the Irish Examiner newspaper, which was bought recently at the end of last year by the Irish Times, but was known as the Cork Examiner for many years. But it's traditionally still gives a lot of publicity to stories happening in the Cork and Munster area. But on Monday's paper, finally, we're able to announce that a deal has been done to build a 6,000 all-seater Cork Event Centre, which you know, obviously had been stalled for lack of funding for a number of years, but 73 million in funding has been agreed, and they're obviously going to start building that. And of course, they had the new revamped Páirce Caoimh opened last year towards the end of July, so that's a 40,000 seater capacity stadium, although most pretty sure most of them seats are out in the open still. One of the drawbacks when you're down there, people were complaining about the road, motorway from Cork to Limerick, and it's obviously badly in need of turning into, you know, a proper motorway status. And the government looks like it's put it in its investment plan for going forward, but one of the agencies involved in advising the government where to spend money to get the best return for buck is saying that maybe now is not the time to invest all the millions that's needed for that particular road. But the road will be included in the government. It's this week going to announce its 115 billion euro national framework plan report, and it's undergone a number of changes over the last few months. Leo Varadkar, who I said earlier was up in Northern Ireland along with Theresa May on Monday trying to broker a deal to get the executive in Northern Ireland up and running, he has said that it's now time for Britain to come out with the Brexit deal. And it's everybody's talking about the soft border, but the soft border, like, it mightn't happen. Even Varadkar later in the week had said that it might end up being some kind of a hard border, which is the last thing that Ireland wanted. And everybody thought when the negotiations went past phase one back in December that that certainly was the case, because nobody wants to go back to the bad old days of having a border between the north and the south. But of course, geographically, there is Ireland and Northern Ireland at the moment, Northern Ireland part of the UK. And the UK pulling out of the European Union means that the only border between the European Union and Ireland, or the European Union and indeed Ireland, is that border between north and south. So it'll be interesting to see, what's going to happen, because Britain is due to leave the European Union in March next year. They may get an extension for a year or two, to implement all the changes. So we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen there. Righto, we'll hit another button here and we're off this time. I thank you at the Saw Doctors and To Win Just Once.
To win just once would be enough for those who've lost in life for love, for those who've lost their guile and nerve, their innocence and their joy.
Yes, the Saw Doctors there, and a song called "To Live Just, or To Win Just Once," and certainly there was a number of teams are going well, including my own Galway footballers had 3 wins out of 3. They beat Mayo at the weekend. We'll run through all the sports news in a few minutes' time after this next piece of music. The other big thing that's on in Ireland at the moment, everybody seems to be glued to it on Sunday night. It's the Dancing with the Stars, which features a number of celebrities. Many of them are RTE. Personalities, including the GAA commentator Marty Morrissey, the man originally from Clare. Marty's a bit of a ladies' man. He comes across as a flamboyant character and very popular, and he seems to be still making the cut. There was a bit of a changeover. Two or three people have been knocked off their pedestal, so to speak. And but Marty is still there, and it's all done in a voting thing. So the more votes you can get, whether you're the best dancer or not, it seems you can get through to the next round. But certainly, people, you know, seem to be watching it in big numbers, and every Monday it gets lots of coverage in the papers. The big sporting event at the weekend, of course, was Ireland taking on Italy in Five Nations rugby, or Six Nations rugby. They also played them in under 20 and women's rugby, so victories all around for the three teams. So Ireland go into their next game now against Wales in Dublin in 2 weeks' time, or a week on Saturday, and certainly on top of the Six Nations table, which is where Joe Smith would be very, very, very happy. Right, next song I'm going to play, or might be the Dubliners, The Rising of the Moon, and we'll dedicate this to the family of Jim Gallagher. Jim passed away last week, and his funeral took place in Blockhouse Bay, and it was great to see so many Irish people there farewelling Jim, who was a very loyal member of the Irish society and well-known within the Irish community for many years, originally from County Tyrone. And this song was played at the end of his funeral the other day, so we'll play it here, Jim, and in Jim's memory, to all his family.
Together at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. And come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. At the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder at the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud-walled cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a man, the heart was beating for the blessed morning light. Murmurs rang along the valley to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rise of the moon. By the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon. And a thousand lights were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along that singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Yes, that is the Dubliners singing there, The Rising of the Moon. And dedicate that to the family of the late Jim Gallagher, who passed away. And I also should add that Father Paddy Collins passed away over, I meant to mention this a few weeks ago, Father Paddy, another Tyrone man, he passed away on Christmas Day and was buried on his birthday about the 29th of December. His funeral mass took place in Takapuna. For the last 10 years, Father Paddy had been living in Devonport, and I saw him a lot there because we lived, that was our parish. And he had been in pretty good health. He went back to celebrate a Golden Jubilee. He was ordained in All Hallows in Dublin and had spent 60 years as a priest in New Zealand. And he went back in June for a meeting and a celebration. And unfortunately, when he was there, he got a stroke and spent many months in hospital. But he was drawn back to New Zealand, even though it was a huge task to get him back here. And his ill due to his illness, but he made it back to New Zealand before Christmas and spent a number of weeks at Mercy Parklands Hospital, and I had the pleasure of meeting him along with Father Leo Doyle just before I went home at Christmas, and he was able to recognise and talk and a small bit, and but he passed away peacefully, and his mass and funeral mass took place here in January, and I know the Irish community are very good to their own, and I know that there was a good turnout of people to the memory of Father Paddy, as there was the other day to Jim Gallagher too. Tyrone men that have left us in the last few weeks, may their souls rest in peace. Father Paddy was interested in Gaelic football and all things Irish sport, and when he used to meet him at Mass, he'd tell me not to tell him the scores of matches involved in Tyrone, that he'd be watching them and following them closely with his GAA Go application. But anyway, he'd be happy enough with Tyrone. Last weekend, they got their first win in the league. They played Kildare, and they won 116 to 18 points, so just a 1 point win there. Other results, Galway, as I said, they played Mayo. Have a bit of a scrappy game. It was played in terrible conditions in Pearse Stadium in Galway. Galway coming through 113 to 11 points. On Saturday night, Dublin played Donegal. Dublin 20 points, Donegal 15. And Monaghan versus Kerry, that match was postponed due to bad weather. So after three games, Dublin and Galway are joint leaders of Division 1, followed by Kerry, Monaghan, Mayo, Tyrone on 2 points, Donegal and Kildare yet to notch up any points. So that was Division 1. Division 2 games last weekend, Cavan and Meath, that game had to be postponed at Breffni Park because of the terrible weather. And there was snow and sleet and a lot of rain as well that affected some of these games. Then Clare and Tipperary played 11 points each draw. Cork 2-11, Louth 10 points, and Roscommon 7 points, down 12 points. So the standings in Division 2, Cork having played three games, 1-2 there on 4 points along with Down, and Meath and Cavan, Tipperary, Roscommon are all on 3 points each. Division 3 games last weekend, Armagh 1-11, Longford 1-10, Derry and Offaly game postponed, Sligo and Fermanagh game postponed, and Wexford 1-10, Westmeath 16 points. So Armagh lead Division 3, followed by Longford, Fermanagh, Westmeath. And Division 4 games last weekend that were played, Carlow 2-11, Leitrim, Leash 18 points, Waterford 1 goal and 11, London 2-8, Limerick 2-8, a draw there, and Antrim 12 points, Wicklow 12 points, another draw. So the standing in Division 4, Carlow on top, are along with Leash, Carlow and Leash 6 points each, followed by Antrim. And some of them games that were played last week, or weren't played last week, will be played this week. The All-Ireland Club hurling semi-finals took place last weekend. Schlochneil from Derry, they played Napiershey from Limerick, and Napiershey won that game. And Coola from Dublin, current All-Ireland Club hurling champions, they played Liam Mellows from Galway, and they were just too good for Liam Mellows. So they'll be hoping to win back-to-back titles when they play Coola playing Napiershey in the All-Ireland Club final, which takes place on in Croke Park on St Patrick's Day. And this weekend it's the turn of the footballers. The two semi-finals are on. Corrifenn from Galway, they take on the Kildare and Leinster champions, whose name skips me at the moment. And then it's Austin Stacks, and they're playing, I'm pretty sure, Schlochneil as well from Ulster. They're in the Ulster, they're the Ulster Senior Football Club champions. Righto, we'll continue on with more music and look around here, see what we've lined up here next. We'll hit this button over here. There we go. Thank you.
see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining. Of light, golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness. I was left alone. May I return to the beginning. The light is dimming, and the dream is too.
Yes, wonderful voice there, Foster and Allen. They've got lots and lots of hits. They're a bit like Daniel O'Donnell. We've got Daniel coming up next with a song. But Daniel was here this time last year, and Foster and Allen making their way to New Zealand, touring around Ireland at the moment. In fact, when I was back there at Christmas, New Year, they were playing in Tuam the week after I came back. Caught up my good friend Tom Gilmore in Tuam, and Tom was telling me that they're still a very, very popular group, not alone in Ireland, but I know that a lot of the concerts in New Zealand have been selling very well, so that's why there was a number of second dates added since the promoters started promoting this tour last year. And they start their tour in New Zealand here on April 13th in Tauranga. I know we're heard loud and clear in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch and Ashburton. So the Auckland show is on Monday the 16th of April, and if you want tickets to win to go to see that, put your name and address in the back of an envelope or a postcard, send it off to Oliver Lee, PO Box 331667, Takapuna. And Auckland will announce the winners at the end of the month. Then they're in Christchurch on the 26th of April, Ashburton the day after the 27th, and Wellington on the 6th of May. So plenty of time to book your tickets. Lots of international artists touring, but on the Irish front, Foster and Allen, they're coming our way in May, and you never know, I would say you too will probably be here towards the end of the year, or certainly early next year. They've just announced dates for all their tours over in Europe, and they've sold out about six dates in Ireland already, and they're doing the Three Arena, or it might be the O2, I think it's called the Three Arena now, and it fits about 13,000 people. So they've sold out, I think, four or five dates there, and the tickets were reselling a day or two after they went on official sale for about you know, €1,000 and the tickets were just €65 or €70. So it's nothing you can stop. Scalpers, they do it now online. Right, we're looking at the Farm and Independent, and there's always a gap for farmers to spread slurry around the winter months. And because of bad weather, it hasn't been possible for some farmers to be able to get onto their land with their heavy tractors and heavy slurry tankers. And I see, according to Tuesday's Farming Independent, slurry build-up is now close to breaking point. Slats heading for overflow situation as brutal conditions ground farm contractors. And, you know, it's, contractors are battling atrocious weather this week to get slurry spread for hard-pressed farmers. Conditions have severely hampered progress, and many contractors and farmers said they were just getting enough move to keep slurry under the slats and away from under the housed stock. Of course, very busy time on farms now. Into January, traditionally, is when all the dairy herds would start their calving, and many of them would try to get all their cows calved in the month of February and March, so they're into peak production time like New Zealand do down here, July and August, and then September through, they're into peak production. And certainly with the weather we've had in New Zealand over the last week or two, with this hot, humid weather, with lots of rain, the grass has just grown. So it's perfect conditions for New Zealand farmers, but tough Irish farmers whose many, all their livestock are housed this time of the year. And we know with the bad conditions last year, many farmers didn't get their second cut of silage or get their grain crops harvested, especially in the west and the northwest of Ireland. And but yeah, there's a good farming section with the Irish Independent every week. They've got a very popular farming newspaper over there, the Irish Farmers Journal. And farming is a big part of Ireland's industry. And of course, from farmers' point of view, and it's in every week's paper, the impact that Brexit is going to have, how that's going to impact on Irish farmers. And certainly a lot of uncertainty around that. So the sooner that farmers can get certainty in the government on what's going to happen, that's going to be quite good for them. There's also an increase in forestry in Ireland, and a number of incentives from the European Union are encouraging people to set aside land and plant some forest or plant some corn on it for wildlife and other fowl like that. And but certainly in some of the poorer parts of the country where land is bad, forestry is a good option. And there's used to be, and I think still, good amount of, you can get a good return, but you have to wait quite a while to get your return on your forestry. The Department of Forestry do give grants to people. Not a lot of pictures of people out at shows this time of the year in the papers, but there's a nice picture here of Jim Ryan from Balla County Laois. He was at a ploughing championship match there last week in Ballylinnan, but certainly blue sky, and it looks stubbly ground underneath. It didn't look like it was too wet. And I see dairy processors plan $230 million investment over the next 2 years. Investment in the dairy processing sector could top $230 million over the next 2 years as the rapid expansion in this country's milk pool continues. So obviously, since the all the quotas went out about 3 years ago, especially in areas where the land is good in the south and the southeast, farmers have increased their herd numbers dramatically. But unfortunately, in the west and the northwest, the land isn't that good, so thus it does affect the number of cows you can extend to. Right, we're going to have another piece of music. I think this time it's Daniel. If I hit this button right, he might be here. Down to play now. Here he is.
Whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would see you through?
The kind of love that my mom and daddy knew. We live in the modern age, where love is fast like a turning page in a magazine. We've hardly seen the friends we used to know. They disappear, they come and go like the times we had. It's kinda sad. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would see you through? is all we plan. We say tomorrow we'll understand if it all should end and we're alone again. For now, the tenderness has been replaced by something less, and it's hard to find what we left behind. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would see you through, the kind of love that my mom and daddy knew. Oh, whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would last through the years.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell, and he's singing, what do you call it, Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love. And that takes us almost to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight that you've enjoyed the programme, whether you're listening here locally in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wellington, Capity Coast or Christchurch on a Saturday night, whether you're listening in Lissacara or Birmingham or Amsterdam, Rotterdam or anywhere else around the world. Hope you've enjoyed the programme, and I'll be back here next week with another issue, another edition of the programme. And I hope if you're still fasting here on a Wednesday, you're holding out there for another hour. And if you've been celebrating St. Valentine's Day, wherever it's been, I hope it's been a very good one as well. For me, good night, goodbye and God bless. I'll leave you with Liam O'Flynn.